Okay. Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that. For me, it was kind of like what Mrs. Grimes said, though, about the filling the water pots to the brim, about just doing everything you can do and giving God every opportunity to use you and bless. And so praise the Lord for that. It was a blessing to me. But Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to be there tonight. Proverbs chapter 3, we'll see, knowing me, but we'll probably be a little bit more of a study and maybe a little bit more teaching than preaching. This morning was, they took it out of me some, but I really tried to pour my heart into that and pour my heart into this as well. But sometimes there's messages where you just kind of light the fire and go with it. And other times where it's better to just kind of calm down. So we'll see what this turns into, but this is just kind of something that felt like the Lord laid on my heart. Hopefully can be a help, because that's the point, right? Sometimes we need to kind of get that shot in the arm and excitement and maybe get, I'll say yelled at, because that's not the purpose of preaching, but, you know, a little bit intense, and sometimes it's good to just think on the things of the Lord and kind of more calm and all that kind of stuff. So like I said, I want this to be what the Lord wants it to be, but hopefully it can be a help regardless. But Proverbs 3, verse number 13, if you do start falling asleep, I can get louder or come down or do whatever I need to do if that's the case, but no. Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse number 13. The Bible says this, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." And I just simply would like to talk about wisdom tonight. Talk about wisdom. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask for that wisdom. God, thank you for tonight, Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Thank you, Father, that we can come before you in prayer. Lord, whether it's for the Russells or for, Lord, our lives or for just simply the service tonight. And God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this morning and hopefully how you spoke to hearts and helped us. Lord, we thank you for the Pilkington meeting and Lord, how you helped us in that. But Lord, we need some fresh manna, some heavenly bread from you tonight. God, I need that fresh anointing because God, this is important to you, Father. Lord, thank you for folks that came out on a Sunday night and took time out of their evening to come and be here, Father. And Lord, they didn't come to hear from me. They came to hear from you. And so, Lord, once again, I'm asking for your touch. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking, Lord, for wisdom, God, and for the discernment, and for, Lord, your words to come out of my mouth, Father, as I navigate through this and try to bring forth what you've laid on my heart. I pray you'd give me clarity of mind and speech. I pray it'd make sense, Father. And, Lord, that these folks gathered tonight, Lord, that their hearts would be softened. And, Lord, whether it's kind of the topic, maybe it's a passing verse, whatever it is, God, I just pray that you'd speak to them, that you'd help them, God, and whatever way that may be. And Lord, I'm thankful you can do that. I'm thankful tonight, Lord, once again, that I'm not the one doing the work, but you are. And God, you're just so good and you're so gracious. Thank you for your perfect word that we can trust in and depend in and know and can help us. And Lord, we just pray you'd help us tonight. So Father, I pray you'd help me preach as a dying man to dying men. And Lord, I pray you get the glory and honor and praise because you are the only one that deserves it. And Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I don't know who's calling me from Seattle, but I'm getting a call from a Seattle number, so shame on them. They should know I'm in church, amen. No. That's why you have your phone on silent, amen. But anyways, wisdom. And just so you know, I have this here to help keep track of the time, so that's I'm not looking at text or, you know, checking. There's no scores on any games tonight anyways, so. But anyways, it's okay to laugh in church, amen. Glad we can have fun in church and laugh in church. It's okay, praise the Lord. But talking about wisdom tonight, and it's funny when you start to study into knowledge and understanding and wisdom and trying to figure out what each one of those is and explaining what each one of those is, and they kind of overlap each other, and it's like at times I feel like I know what it is, and other times I'm like, well, I feel like I know what it is, and all that kind of stuff. But for simplicity tonight, when we're talking about wisdom, what I believe is a part of wisdom, and maybe to just kind of give us a grasp tonight of what I'm talking about, is I believe that godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom, not man's wisdom, but godly wisdom is having and applying spiritual discernment. We're talking about wisdom tonight. It's having and applying spiritual discernment, being able to look at a situation or a circumstance or a thing in your life and understanding what God's will would be in that situation, understanding what God would have for you in that situation. And it's important, too, that godly wisdom isn't just having that, but it's applying that. Right? Because it's one thing to look at a situation and know what you're supposed to do. And it's good to have that, but you know, it's also important to do what you're supposed to do. Because you know what the reality is? Sometimes we can look at a situation, Brother Daniel, and we know what we're supposed to do. We know what the Lord's telling us, but that doesn't always mean that we do it. Right? And so there's the understanding of knowing things, but it's important tonight to understand that we're talking about wisdom. It's having that discernment. It's having that, okay, I know this is what God wants me to do and what is best, but it's applying it. It's doing something with that. And if you go over, keep your spot here, but go over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. It's in the New Testament. Colossians chapter 1. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, in verse number 9, we'll start, and the Bible says this. This is Paul speaking to this church at Colossae. He says, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord into all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So you see there that wisdom is tied into the will of God. That's what Paul is saying, that, hey, I want you to have the wisdom. So as you know what God's will is, you have the wisdom to discern it and do it and live it. And part of that then was that they would walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing and being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And so just trying to point out that godly wisdom, just so we can have an idea tonight as we're talking about it. It's good to know what it is if we're talking about it. It's having and applying that spiritual discernment. You know, one thing I think that kind of ties into it, one thing over the past couple years I feel like the Lord has really kind of shown me the importance of or pressed in my heart, and I still don't pray for it as much as I should, but just in my daily life, praying to be close with the Lord so I know what he wants me to do in my life. Right? Just praying for whether it's church things or whether it's, hey, things now with my relationship with Naomi and trying to be the man in that relationship, or maybe it's just daily decisions in life, right? Sometimes we come about and just praying of, Lord, help me to be so close to you that I know what you want me to do, because I found out that when I do what God wants me to do, things work out, right? If I do what I think I should do, it normally falls apart. But if God shows me it's his will, things work out good. And so you know what that is? It's basically wisdom. It's saying, God, give me the spiritual discernment to know what you want me to do and apply it, because then I know that's going to work out best for me in my life. And so when we think about wisdom and think about those things, it's important to know that wisdom is very valuable and an important thing that we should all strive to have. When you think about wisdom tonight, it's very valuable. It's something that we should strive to have and strive to want in our life. For a couple reasons, you know, here back in Proverbs chapter 3, you know what we find? That wisdom brings happiness. Wisdom brings happiness. Doing what God wants you to do will make you happy, amen. In verse number 13 of Proverbs 3, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding." You know what you find wisdom in your life? You know what the Bible says? It says you'll be happy. In verse number 18, it says, "She," talking of wisdom, "is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." Right? I think every one of us in here tonight would say, hey, I want to be happy, right? If you want to be happy tonight, raise your hand. Well, some of you don't want to be happy. No. Right? We all want to be happy. So you know what we should do? Hey, well, the Bible says if I have wisdom, it helps me be happy. So you know what we should do? Try to have wisdom. Not just does it bring happiness, but we also see that when it comes to wisdom, its value can't be measured. And think, too, this is what God has to say about wisdom. Here in this passage in verse number 14, Proverbs 3:14, the Bible says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." I mean, that's some really strong language when you think about it. I mean, he's already talking about silver and gold and rubies, and I don't know about anyone else, but yeah, if I can get silver and gold and rubies, like, yeah, I'd want those things, right? Those things would be nice to have. But Solomon says, man, it's better than any of those things. And then he even says, and all things that thou canst desire. I mean, I can desire some pretty big things tonight, amen. Like, I can desire some pretty nice things, some pretty valuable things, and so can you. But you know what the Bible says? It says that, man, wisdom is even better than those things. Man, that's a strong statement. That's something that you and I should want to have if it's that valuable. Go over to Job. Keep your spot here, but go over. Well, you know what? I'll be nice. Well, let me look at this verse quick. Yeah, let's go to Proverbs 8:11. Instead of taking you to Job and then back to Proverbs, I'll be nice. You can just flip a few pages and then go to Job. But Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 11, the Bible says this. It says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That's twice. Right, if God says something one time, we should probably pay attention to it. But if he says it twice, we should probably really pay attention to it. And that's twice where he says that anything that you can desire, it's not to be compared unto wisdom. That's how valuable it is. Now we can go to Job. You're welcome. Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28. I know a lot of these things we read and we go over, especially maybe if you read a proverb a day or whatever. But man, when you really just start to think about the Word of God and what it has to say, it's kind of amazing. It's incredible, some of these things that the Word of God has to say. But Job chapter 28 and verse number 12, the Bible says this. It says, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith it is not in me, and the sea saith it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Once again, like, that's like some strong language. Like, that's crazy when you read and really think about that. That God says that man knoweth not the price thereof. You cannot put a price on wisdom. There is nothing in this world of monetary value that can equal the price of wisdom. And if God says that it's that valuable, you know what that means? That we should probably pay attention to it. That that's something we should probably try to get and have if it's that valuable. Because guess what? Like, I'd like to have all these things, and I think that'd be an awesome thing. Well, guess what? God says, well, duh, wisdom's even better than that. So if it came between going after all those things and getting wisdom, as much as that kind of doesn't make sense sometimes, we should go after wisdom, amen. And so it brings happiness. It can't be measured. Its value can't be measured. But we also see that it benefits and brings good to your life. It benefits and brings good to your life. Go to Proverbs 19 and verse number 8. Proverbs 19 and verse number 8. The Bible says this in Proverbs 19:8. The Bible says, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. I have that underlined in my Bible. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Right? You know what? If you get what you love your own soul, right? Like, you're doing good for yourself. You're benefiting yourself and bringing good and benefit by what? Having wisdom. And so I'm just trying to lay this groundwork this evening that wisdom is something we should pay attention to and care about. Like, it really is. Like, it's something of value. Like, this is, I don't know. Once again, maybe I'm just like, but I'm trying to stress this evening because I understand how we can see these things and know these things and hear these things and go over these verses and we kind of live our life and this is important and that's important, this other thing. And that's part of life, right? That's all those things. But man, this is what God has to say about wisdom. Over and over again, and all these important things. So you know what? That should be a main goal in our life. You know, we have our main goals of, okay, a career, and okay, marriage, or okay, family, or okay, this thing or that thing. Maybe ministry, that's good. You know what should be on our main goals of life? Getting wisdom. If that's how valuable it is, it should be a priority of yours in your life to try to gain wisdom, to have and apply spiritual discernment. And so just kind of moving on, just some different things I find out about wisdom. And like I said, this is kind of a little more teachy, so it's maybe not as flowy, but just some different thoughts about wisdom. What I find in Scripture is an important aspect of wisdom is to hate evil. Right? So as we're talking about wisdom and wanting to have wisdom and how important wisdom is, when I look at Scripture, I see that an important aspect, an important part of having wisdom is hating evil. Go to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 10. Proverbs 8 and verse number 10. Proverbs 8 and verse number 10, this is wisdom speaking, says, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired not be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." And so this is wisdom speaking. You know what wisdom says? It says, man, I hate pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth. And wisdom is the one that says that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Keep that in mind. Look, it should be maybe on the other side of your page. Go to Proverbs 9 and verse number 10. Proverbs 9 and verse number 10. The Bible says this, and keeping that in mind, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The Bible says in Proverbs 9:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." What's the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord, which is what? To hate evil. You see that said again over in Psalm 111. I'll just read that quickly. Psalm 111 and verse number 10. The same thing. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." So you know, we find that hating evil or hating sin is the start of having wisdom in your life. If you want to have wisdom, if you want to obtain wisdom, you know what you need to do? You need to hate evil. You need to hate sin. You need to keep that stuff out of your life. You know why? One of the reasons is because sin clouds your judgment. Sin will rob you from having wisdom. You know, I've heard stories and people of a husband or of a wife, and man, they have a beautiful family and a beautiful home, and what happens? They get mixed up in adultery and fornication or pornography, and what it ruins their family, and they lose everything. And you look at that and go, and I've met people, I've known people, and you go, man, why would you ruin that? Why would you look at your family and your kids, or sometimes even pastors and ministries that have a great, why would you want to ruin all of that? Well, you know what happened? Sin. And sin started to cloud their judgment, and man, their lust or their greed, and it's not just with foreign, but with anything. And then they made stupid decisions. Why? Because they didn't have wisdom, because they didn't hate evil. They got comfortable with it. They got used to it. And Christian, can I encourage you this evening to hate evil, to fear the Lord, because sin will mess up your judgment. You may think it's not that big of a deal. You may think, well, it's just a little thing or nobody knows or whatever. It's a big deal. Because it's going to rob you of wisdom. Because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Over in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 13. Proverbs 15 and verse number 13. The Bible says this. The Bible says, that's not the verse. I'm sorry, 33. 15 verse 33. I'm like, that's not talking about wisdom. 15:33, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." You know what will instruct you in wisdom, Christian? The fear of the Lord. Right? The fear of the Lord will show you the right path to take. When you hate evil, when you have a disgust of sin, and Christian, we should. So I said, we should not be comfortable with sin. We should not be comfortable with iniquity and idolatry and fornication and wrong speaking, evil speaking, all that. It should bother us. We should want nothing to do with it. And you know what happened? If we look at life and situations in our own life and we have that fear of the Lord and that hatred of evil, then guess what? That's going to help us make the right decision because we're going to stay away from sin. We're going to choose the Lord, not the world. And so just understanding this morning, I just want to make sure I can get through these things, but an important aspect of wisdom is to hate evil. I also find in Scripture that another important aspect of wisdom is humility. An important aspect of wisdom is humility. Go to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, and verse number 2. Proverbs 11 and verse number 2, the Bible says this. The Bible says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Who's wisdom with? The lowly. With the lowly is wisdom, right? And so it's important to understand this evening that if you're full of pride and stubbornness and arrogance, you're probably not going to have much wisdom. If you're full of yourself tonight, you think you know everything, you think you've got it figured out, you're not willing to listen or to hear anybody else or hear the, you're not going to have wisdom because with the lowly is wisdom. And back once again in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 13, when wisdom is speaking here, we read this verse, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, the evil way and the forward mouth, do I hate. Pride itself says, man, I hate pride. Or wisdom itself says, I hate pride. I hate arrogancy. We need to keep that in mind because you know what? Sometimes we can be full of ourselves as Christians. We can either think we know everything or we're not willing to listen to anybody else. We're not willing to do something that's not our way or what we think should be done. And guess what? If you got a bunch of pride in your life, you're probably not going to be very wise, at least according to what the Bible says. Because you know what? Doing things your way, pride, right? Have to, my way, my thinking, my whatever. Doing things your way instead of God's way is never wise. You know why wisdom isn't with the proud? Because they're doing things their way and not God's way, and that's never a good idea or a good option to go. Over in Proverbs chapter 28, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 26, the Bible says this, Proverbs 28, verse number 26, the Bible says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Right? If you go your way, right? If you're full of pride and say, nope, it's my way, it's my thoughts, it's my whatever, and no one can tell me otherwise, and God can't tell me otherwise, and I'm doing things my... The Bible says, if you trust in your heart, you're a fool. If you go your way, you're a fool. Right? But whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. Over in Proverbs 16 and verse number 25. Proverbs 16 and verse number 25, the Bible says this. It says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know where your pride gets you? It gets you messed up. It gets you in destruction. It gets you in hurt. I'm just trying to say that humility is an aspect of wisdom. Another reason that's the case is because wisdom comes from the Lord, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So wisdom comes from the Lord, but he helps those who are humble, not proud. When you look in Scripture, you know who God helps? Those who are humble, not the pride. So if wisdom comes from the Lord, and the Lord helps those who are humble, not those who are proud, if you're proud, you're not going to be getting help from the Lord, which means you're not going to be getting wisdom from the Lord, which means you're not going to be wise. Right, does that all make sense? You following my train of thinking? Yeah. If you go over to James chapter 4, James chapter 4. Sorry if you're tired tonight. I can jump up on a chair again if you'd like me to this evening. James chapter 4. And I understand this isn't, you know, whatever, the shout in the house. But I think this is important, right? We read the importance of wisdom. I think this is good things for us to know and understand. James chapter 4 and verse number 6, a familiar verse, the Bible says this. The Bible says, but he giveth more grace, speaking of the Lord. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. You know, he gives to the humble. He resists the proud. If you're proud, and you're, he's going to resist you. He's not going to be giving you wisdom in your life. And understand, like I said, how we get caught up in ourselves and what we're doing and what we're comfortable with and what we know, and we can get full of ourselves, but you better be careful when you get to the spot where you become unteachable, where you think you know everything, where you think you don't need counsel, advice, or to learn or to grow. Because what happens, we get proud, and then God resists us and says, okay, well, I'm not giving you any wisdom, and then we don't have wisdom. Over in Isaiah chapter 57, Isaiah 57 and verse number 15. The Bible says this. The Bible says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Over in Isaiah 66, 2, it says, "For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man why look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Twice where God talks about, you know who he looks to, you know who he dwells with? Those who are humble. And so it's worth it to be humble in your life, Christian. Tonight, if you want wisdom, you know what you need to be? You need to be humble. You need to be contrite. You need to be lowly. And so we just see two of those aspects there. But then lastly, and I kind of mentioned it already, but when we're talking about wisdom and wanting wisdom and getting wisdom, I believe that the most important aspect of wisdom is that it comes from the Lord. If you want wisdom tonight, you have to get it from God, because that's who it comes from, amen. Wisdom's not in the world. Wisdom's not on the talk shows. Wisdom's not in the self-help books. Wisdom's not in that. Wisdom is in this book. Wisdom comes from the Lord. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. And verse number 1. The Bible says this. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom." That's another verse that I have underlined in my Bible. "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Wisdom comes from God tonight, Christian. He's the one who's going to give it to you. He's the one who's going to help you with having wisdom in your life. And can I say that you need to be serious? If you want wisdom, right? We hear these verses. We see about how important God says it is and how great it is to have it and how it helps us. But we need to be serious about it. And if we're serious about getting wisdom, you know what we need to do? We need to seek for it and we need to search for it. We need to put some effort tonight into getting it. Because if you want, you know what it takes? It takes some effort. It takes some work. It takes some on your part going after it and doing it, not just being lazy and not just sitting around and not just, oh, I'm just going to do whatever I want and God's just going to give me wisdom. No, over in verse number 4, it says, "If thou seekest her as silver," talking about wisdom. If you seek her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure. Hey, you know what? If I said tonight, hey, you know what? I have a check for $1 million that I hid somewhere out in the parking lot, and there's a thing of shovels in the back, and whoever finds it first will get it. You know what probably happened? Everyone would run out the door and grab a shovel and try to find that $1 million. Why? Because it's a hid treasure, right? It's something we all would want. You wouldn't just be like, sit here and like, you know what? I don't really need $1 million, and you know what? That's a lot of work digging out there in the parking lot, and it's kind of cold, and... No, if you knew literally that there was a check for $1 million that could be yours, you would go for it. But yet God says wisdom is much more valuable than $1 million. And he gives us ways to have it, but we kind of just expect, well, if I just sit around, you know, it's too much work. I can't wake up too early in the morning, or I got this, whatever it is. You got to search for it. You got to seek after it. You know what? If you're serious about wisdom tonight, get in God's word. If you want wisdom tonight, it comes from the Lord, so get in his word. Go to Psalm chapter 19. Psalm chapter 19. Psalm chapter 19 and verse number 17, the Bible says this. Sorry, 7. There's in the verse 17. If you can find verse number 17, let me know. I'll be impressed. Psalm 19 and verse number 7, the Bible says this. The Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Talking about the Word of God. You know what does it? Makes wise a simple. Can we just be honest? Once again, get over our pride. We're all simple in some ways. Right? As human beings, we are simple. But you know what the Word of God does? It makes wise the simple. It gives us wisdom. Go over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Or I'm sorry, 90. Yes, 97. Psalm 119, 97. The Bible says this. It says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me." David's saying, you know what made him wise? God's commandments. God's word. That's what made him wise. If you want to be wise, get in God's word. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Just trying to show you some scripture on it this evening. So hopefully that can stick with you and help you and give you a little shot in the arm to want to spend time in God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4 and verse number 5. Moses speaking to the children of Israel says, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Right? He's teaching them the statutes and commandments of God, the word of God at that time. And what does he say? That this is your wisdom. Christian, can I share something with you this evening? This book is your wisdom. The wisdom you're going to get for this life comes from this King James Bible, amen. And so you know what you need to do? You need to spend time with it, time in it. If you're serious about getting wisdom, you should do every single day, pick this thing up and spend some time reading it. Because that's how you're going to get wisdom. That's how I'm going to get wisdom. Right? We don't read our Bible because we're great Christians. I read my Bible because I'm not a great Christian and I need wisdom from the Lord. But you know what happens? We get full of ourselves and why? And it's not that we sit there and think, God, I don't need you. But in how we act, I got it covered today, Lord. I'm too busy. I got this going on. I have that. I don't have time to read my Bible. Well, you better make time if you want to have wisdom, amen. I can't afford to not read my Bible. If you're serious about it, get in God's word. If you're serious about it, ask the Lord daily for it. If you're serious tonight about getting wisdom, ask the Lord daily for it. Every day, go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, don't worry, we're wrapping it down here. I don't know if that's an actual saying, wrapping it down. Wrapping it up or winding it down. One or the other. Getting through. Getting through, amen. James chapter 1 and verse number 5. James chapter 1 and verse number 5, the Bible says this. It says, if any of you lack wisdom. Anyone here ever lack wisdom? Yeah. Amen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. You know what the Bible says? That if you lack wisdom, right, if you're facing, and you need wisdom and discernment and understanding, you can ask God and he gives it to all men liberally. Right, God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. You know how awesome that is today? That if I need help with something, and there's a whole lot of things that I need help with, that I can come to God and I can say, Lord, would you please give me wisdom to do what you want me to do in this? And he'll do it. That's really cool. But you know what you need to do? You need to actually take the time to pray and ask God for wisdom. And maybe that means, and probably should mean, that maybe every single morning you wake up and say, God, give me wisdom for this day. Or God, I'm facing this thing. Would you give me wisdom for this thing? But you know what happens? We just don't think about it, or we think we don't need it. And we go day after day, and then we get in the middle of it. And then we wonder why we don't have wisdom. Well, maybe it's because we never asked God for it when we had the opportunity to. But ask him for wisdom. And you know what? Have faith when you're asking for wisdom. It says in verse number 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Can I encourage you this evening, when you ask God for that wisdom, have confidence that he'll give you that wisdom. Do you know what sometimes we do? We ask God for wisdom, but then we doubt it when he shows us it. And understand there's things we don't always know and things that we need to keep praying on, and sometimes we have to keep praying and be patient. But if anyone else overthinks like I do, sometimes I talk myself out of it. And I pray and I ask God to show me, but then I'm like, what about this and what about this? And it says, don't expect anything from God if you're going to ask without faith. You know what you need to do? You need to ask God for wisdom and then have the confidence and trust of, okay, God, you told me this and showed me this, and Lord, I'm trusting that you said, if I need wisdom, you'd give me wisdom. So God, I'm putting my confidence in you and not myself and not my discernment and not my way, but Lord, I'm trusting in you. And guess what? He'll give you wisdom. But you need to ask him for it. And not just a 5-second, God, give me wisdom. Like, no, spend some time, Lord, this is what's going on, and this is what I need wisdom for, and I'm praying today, and I'm praying tomorrow, and I prayed yesterday. Ask him for that wisdom. And I'd just like to add this as well, talking about wisdom coming from the Lord, that you know one way that the Lord gives you wisdom is through godly counsel. You realize that this evening? Yes, the Lord will give you wisdom through his word, and yes, the Lord will give you wisdom through prayer and talking to him. But one way that God will give you wisdom, and sometimes I think is one way that we need to search out and look for, is through godly counsel. Go back to the book of Proverbs and go to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Are we doing okay tonight?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm glad Adam's doing okay, and I think Brother Daly's doing okay. So, Proverbs 19 and verse number 20. I'm just trying to help you tonight. Proverbs chapter 19. And verse number 20, the Bible says this. The Bible says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. That's what the Lord said. If you want to be wise, if you want to have wisdom, you need to hear counsel. You need to receive instruction. Over in Proverbs 13 and verse number 10, the Bible says this. Proverbs 13, 10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is what? Wisdom. Right? Those that are well-advised, those that have received lots of advice and counsel, there's wisdom with that. And can I say one of, I think, the great, I don't know if tragedies is the right word, but one of the sad things about Christianity today is a lot of Christians don't go for counsel. And look, I understand this evening that we all have our own personal walk with God, right? You need a personal walk with God and discernment yourself. You can't always just go to someone and be like, hey, tell me what to do in my life, right? That's not how we should live our Christian life. But you understand this evening that God gave you a pastor. God gave us Mike Sherry as the pastor of Faith Baptist Church. And God says in Ephesians that he gave some apostles and some pastors and teachers. What's it saying? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God gave you a pastor. And what I've seen in a lot, I've grown up in church my entire life, and what I see a lot and what's sad is a lot of Christians, and not bad people or not people that are even like, oh, I don't care about what he, but God gave you someone specifically for you to shepherd you. Right? God put Pastor Sherry here as the shepherd of this flock for guidance, for help, for all those kinds. And he's here for counsel. And so many Christians don't take advantage of the man God put in their life for godly counsel. And I see a whole lot of Christians, and I'm not saying, and believe me, Pastor Sherry doesn't want this. That, you know, like every little thing you have to come to Pastor Sherry and say, Pastor Sherry, what should I do? Pastor Sherry, should I go to McDonald's or Burger King today? You know, I'm not... Pastor Sherry, what gas station should I get my gas from? But I mean, Christians make big decisions in their life or go through important, like serious things, and they never once go to their pastor and say, hey, what advice or counsel do you have for me in this situation? I think that's foolish. Yes, I understand you have a walk with God and a relationship with the Lord, and yes, you should go to God, and you should... But God gave you someone to help. That doesn't mean that everything Pastor Sherry says you have to do. And I know Pastor Sherry because I go to him quite a bit for counsel. And he's not the guy that's going to say, oh, you have to. But hear counsel, receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. And sometimes we should say, you know what, I should probably get some counsel in this and not just think I know it all or understand it all. Because guess what, you don't. Guess what, I don't. Guess what? He doesn't always. So he goes to people for counsel. That's something the Lord has set up. Yes, we get counsel through the Word of God. Yes, we get counsel through prayer, or wisdom through the Word of God, wisdom through prayer. But you also get wisdom through counsel. Because sometimes, guess what? The pastor or someone godly may see something that you don't. He may know something that you don't. You know, we're all guilty of it. Sometimes it's pride. Sometimes we don't because we don't want to hear what we don't want to hear. We don't go ask someone else because we know if we ask them, they may tell us something that we don't like. And so it's a lot easier just like, oh, well, I prayed about it and I did my thing. And so I'm instead of being like, well, you know, sometimes it's good to go to someone that may not tell you what you want. Because if God's in it, then guess what? He can work on their heart. Hey, God can work on Pastor Sherry's heart to give you the counsel God wants. Like, Pastor Sherry is a walk with God. He loves the Lord. So he'll tell you what God wants you to do. But you know, it was kind of a weird situation because I was asked to rule, and they gave me kind of an opportunity to sit, and it was weird because I wasn't the one running the funeral. I give the gospel a little bit, but I wanted to handle that. And so I did it, and it went well. It's like nothing bad happened. But then I was thinking afterwards, and I was like, and it kind of was brought to my attention, but my dad's a hospice chaplain. He's a pastor, he's a hospice chaplain, so he's done like a lot of funerals. He's been in that situation a whole lot. You know what I never did? I never went to my dad and said, Dad, do you have any advice or counsel of just help I could have in this situation? And that was foolish of me. Why? Because my dad wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, you have to do that. But he maybe could have given me something to help or with someone that's been in a spot that knows some things. And you know what? I'm not the only one that's ever been in a situation like that. And so once again, I'm not saying tonight, hey, run to Pastor Sherry or myself or whatever with every little thing. But God gave you someone to help you. And hear counsel, hear instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. God does give wisdom through counsel. And so as we just close this down, and we're talking about wisdom and all this thing, I just want to encourage you to try to have wisdom and try to receive wisdom. And to understand that, you know what? Wisdom isn't some mystical, rare thing that's hard to get. I think sometimes when we think of wisdom, we think like it's this man, like this mystical mumbo, like, man, it's super hard to get wisdom, and man, like there's only a few people that has all this wisdom. But really, that's not the case. Because wisdom is available to anyone who wants it. Yes, God can use Pastor Sherry or someone godly in your life to give you counsel, but they're not the only ones. Like, God can speak to you as well. You can have wisdom in your life. If you're young, old, man, woman, whatever. And let's look, we'll be done with this. Proverbs chapter 8, I just want to show you this. And we'll finish with this. But two places here in Proverbs 8 and Proverbs 9. But in Proverbs 8 and verse number 1, the Bible says, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. And so wisdom is crying out to the sons of, to anyone that'll hear. And in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 1, the Bible says this. It says, wisdom builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. I just read those verses to tell you tonight that wisdom cries out for everyone. And wisdom is available for anyone. Remember back in James 1:5? If any of you lack wisdom, it doesn't just say if the pastor lacks wisdom or if the man lacks wisdom or if this specific, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth unto all men liberally. And so I just want to encourage you tonight that as valuable as wisdom is and as important as wisdom is and as great as wisdom is, it's not just for a special few. It's not some high, unattainable thing that is so, it's open for you. God says to you, hey, if you need wisdom, come to me. I've got it for you. Because guess what, church? We all have things in our life that we need wisdom on. Maybe they're big things. Maybe they're small things. Maybe they're crazy important things. We need wisdom. And you know what God says? Hey, come to me and ask. Wisdom cries out, man, if you want, come on. But you know what? Tonight you need to want it. You need to seek after it. You need to search after it. And so what about it tonight, Christian? Is there something tonight that you would need to cry out to God and say, God, would you give me some wisdom in this? Would you help me with this? Hey, maybe you need to get in your Bible a little bit more and seek for that wisdom every day. Maybe you need to pray a little bit more for it and focus a little bit more. Okay, no, I need to make a concerted effort to pray for wisdom in this. Maybe you need to get some counsel tonight and say, hey, I need to maybe put down my pride a little bit or get over maybe not being told what I want to hear, or maybe I just need to think, because sometimes we just don't think about it. Because God has wisdom for you tonight if you want it. Would you receive it? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Not really, I don't think, much of an altar call message tonight, but maybe if you need to do some business with the Lord, you can come to the altar, you can do it in your seat, and maybe you just want to take some time to ask God for wisdom. Like I said, I have no doubt that every single one of us tonight has something that we could say, Lord, I need wisdom in this situation. And so maybe you just need to take some time and say, God, would you give me some wisdom? Lord, would you help me be in your word? Lord, would you help me focus a little bit more on praying for it? Lord, would you help me swallow my pride or get some counsel about it? Whatever it may be. But he offers it to you, and what a great thing tonight that the Lord offers wisdom, and it's freely given to everyone. So as I pray, I just encourage you to do some business with the Lord if you've dealt with your heart about something. Father, thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for your book. Thank you for your word. And Lord, I do thank you so very much for wisdom that you give so liberally and so freely. And God, you don't upbraid us, God, when we ask for it. Lord, I know there's many times where I've come asking for wisdom, and God, you could have said, you dummy, you know better, or dummy, I've told you this before, or whatever. But Lord, you give it freely, and you're understanding, and you're compassionate, and I thank you for it. And Lord, I just wanted to try to get across tonight the importance of wisdom, the value of wisdom, and Lord, how we should be striving to have it, and striving to get it in our life. And so Lord, I pray that it was a help. Lord, maybe even if it just puts in the heart of each one here, Lord, as we live our week and live our year and, Lord, live our days, that God, we would just keep that in the back of our mind about how important wisdom is. And God, it would encourage us in the morning, maybe when we're tired or maybe we're not feeling good or maybe when we're busy, to say, you know what, no, I need to take some time to read my Bible to try to get some wisdom from you. Or Lord, I need to, take some time to specifically pray and seek your face for wisdom. Or Lord, I need to take some time to set aside to go talk to someone and get some counsel and get wisdom. And so, Lord, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you, Lord, for being good to me. And, Lord, the many times you've helped me, God, when I've needed your wisdom. And so, Lord, I just pray you'd bless this message, bless your word. Thank you for the ones that came out tonight. I pray you'd bless their efforts for being here. And, Lord, just thank you for being such a great God and such a great Savior. So, Lord, give us a good week. Help us to have wisdom. Help us to seek you. Lord, we love you. We thank you tonight. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, thank you for being here tonight. You are all dismissed. Have a great week.